Yes, Christ has done it all. The words repeated in the hymn that was just sung are those which I wish to draw your attention to today. My listener may have heard sometime or another someone say that for salvation, Christ did his part, but we must do ours. Now, you haven't heard that on this program, and you never will. For that statement is contrary to the truth of the Word of God, the Bible, which we preach. That statement is born of man's idea, and it constitutes the basis of man's religion. It is an attempt to make a mixture of law and grace, which is just as impossible as mixing water and oil. They are two diverse principles, as far apart as the East is from the West. No, dear listener, salvation is not part Christ's work and part your work and my work. I wish to show today from God's Word that salvation is Christ's work alone, as our hymn has brought before us. Yes, Christ has done it all. Now, why did he do it all? Well, in the first place, very reasonable, simply because you and I could not do it at all. Do what, do you say? Well, we could not live according to his holiness, nor could we put away one bit of the sin, the guilt and the filth of our sins, attached to us by nature and practice. Now, the law that was given by Moses was for the intent to show that the whole world, that man, such as he was tested in the nation of Israel, whether Jew or Gentile now, the whole world is guilty before God, thoroughly ungodly, and absolutely helpless and ruined by sin. This is the Bible truth as to the condition of all men. This is true of you, dear listening friend. The Bible says there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, the law that was given by Moses has proven this. The Bible says in Romans 3, by the law is the knowledge of sin. And the law has served as a mirror to show to ourselves what we are as God sees us to be, sinners, helpless, ruined by the fall of man, sinners guilty and accountable to God, in whose presence we cannot enter in the filth of our sins. He hates sin. He's a holy God. His holy nature of light cannot look upon sin. And this sin of which we all are infected is as a deadly disease, and it renders us so foolish, weak, and helpless, as our song says, that we never could begin to put away our sins. But now, although this is true, yet God's nature is also love. And in his love, he has provided, even in his eternal counsels, before the foundation of the world, and according to his sovereign foreknowledge, he provided a Savior in his Son. And in John chapter 1, read that though the law was given by Moses, and it did its work, grace and truth has come to us now through the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has done his work. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's stated in 1 Timothy 1:15. And the Bible doesn't say that he came to help sinners to be saved, but he came to do the whole job of saving. And this he did. As the songwriter testifies, Christ for my soul has suffered. Yes, Christ has done it all. In grace and in love, he became man at Bethlehem, born of a woman, a babe, grew up as a man to give himself as a willing victim in the place of the sinner. This is the work he came to do. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, we read, he suffered for sins. He, the just, for us, the unjust. Why? To bring us to God. To do the work of bringing us to God. We could not come to God on our own power, for we had none, nor did we have any desire. But he it is who has come and has accomplished the work. We hear him at Calvary and on that cross say, "It is finished." It was there that he made purification for sin. It was on the cross that he bare our sins in his own body on the tree. It was there, dear listening friend, that he died for you. Christ, for your soul, has suffered. He is the substitute available to you. It only remains that you put faith in him to receive the benefit of his work for you. Now, this was grace. This is what grace is. You don't deserve this. None one of us do. But that's what grace is. It's undeserved favor. In fact, it's favor shown to those that deserve judgment. We all do. Because of sin, we're on our way to death, and righteously so. And after death, the judgment. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, desires our salvation, not our death. In Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, we read that by grace are ye saved through faith. Ah, this is the principle. There's no law here. Faith is simply taking God at his word. There's no work in that. It is believing. It is accepting what work has been done for you. Your work has nothing at all to do with it. In fact, it says in verse 9, not of works, no part of works, your works or my works or all works of men, not of works. And the reason goes on to say, lest any man should boast. God and Christ is going to get all the glory for salvation, not man. Now, man naturally doesn't like this because man likes to get the glory. This is why man despises grace. He doesn't want to accept that he is not worth anything, that he is helplessly ruined because of sin. But, oh, dear friend, this you must accept as God's verdict against you. You need to accept this. This is repentance toward God. And then faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will give you the salvation that his grace has provided. But let me turn you to another scripture. In Romans chapter 4, where we read again the word, not of works, but by believing. For instance, in verse 2, the Apostle Paul speaks of Abraham as an example. If Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. It was his faith, you see. It was his believing. Now to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. You see, there's no law principle here admitted whatever. In other words, it would not be grace if it were works or law. But now notice the fifth verse. Mark it. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. What could be plainer than that? The Spirit of God has written it so plainly. It shows again that it is absolutely apart from works, not our works at all, but to him that worketh not, the Spirit of God says through Paul, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, and his faith is counted for righteousness. Now, isn't that good? Well, I'll tell you, that's good news to you if you realize your ruined, lost, helpless condition as the songwriter did. And then you will glory in the work that the Savior has done and accept him. This is what faith does. It accepts Christ as a personal substitute, a Savior for your soul. But turn, if you will, to Galatians also, and we shall read another scripture that testifies that it is not of works. Galatians 2, verse 16. Mark this well. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. Now, that's very plain, isn't it? No bit of arguing can get around it. No, it is just as clearly stated as can be, and you can understand what it says. Knowing that a man is not justified, that is, cleared from guilt, by the works of the law, by his own doing, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. How the Spirit of God repeats that in statements so clearly given. And certainly I'm sure that every listener today rejoices to think and to realize the factual reality of these precious truths of salvation by grace through faith alone. Also, in the third chapter of Galatians, you'll notice, it says here, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. God, on the principle of faith, brings the blessing to everyone who, like Abraham, believe God. Now, contrary to that, you see, under the works of the law, those who are under the works of the law are cursed. It is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the books of the law to do them. You put yourself under law, you're putting yourself under a curse. And this is what is true and has been proven. And then he goes on to say, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. Whole entire word of God witnesses to it. It is God's principle of blessing throughout. It's by grace, through faith. He goes on to say, the just shall live by faith. That scripture is found first of all in the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament. It is repeated three times in the epistles by Paul, here in Galatians, and also in Romans, and also in Hebrews. The just shall live by faith. Not by works, by faith. There is life for you, dear listening friend, by faith in Jesus Christ. By faith in the work of the Savior. And I would draw attention further to this work that is suggested to us in the second verse of our hymn that was sung. It goes like this, and if I now would seek him in love, he sought for me. When far from him I wandered in sin and misery, he came in grace from glory, that I might hear his call. He sought me, and he found me. Yes, Christ has done it all. Oh, how wonderful are those words, and how true is the experience of everyone who has found himself a lost sinner and let Jesus save him. He sought me, and he found me. It was for this purpose, you see, that Christ Jesus came. In Luke chapter 19, we read, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And we get an illustration of that in Luke chapter 15, where we read in the parable of the man that had 100 sheep, and he lost one, and he went until he found it. And when he found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. The blessed Son of God is the Savior. He is the one that went out to look after lost sheep, and he's still looking for lost sheep through the preaching of his word and by the power of his Holy Spirit. Has he found you yet? Will you not let him find you out? Will you not hear him calling to you? He is. He's saying, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Can you not hear him say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Salvation is his. He wants to pick you up. You have no strength to pick yourself up. But he has power to save you with an eternal salvation. And this is depicted for us in the fact that he picks the sheep up and he puts it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And he will not let that sheep down until he has it home. When he cometh home, the salvation that Jesus gives to lost, ruined sinners is an eternal salvation. He not only saves, but he keeps. And we are kept by the power of God till he puts us down home and there rejoicing. Oh, how wonderful that will be. And this leads us to think of the final verse of the hymn, "And when in heavenly glory my ransomed soul shall be, from sin and all pollution forever, ever free, I'll cast my crown before him and loud his grace extol. Thou hast thyself redeemed me. Yes, thou hast done it all." In the glory, the song of the redeemed will exalt the Lord Jesus Christ and his saving grace, his redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins through the shedding of that blood, the cleansing from sin through the power of that blood. In Revelation, we read of that song. That song, a new song it is called, that we shall sing. The song which even angels cannot sing. It's the song that only the redeemed, those that have been saved by the Savior, through his work and his work alone. Here are the words of that song. "Thou art worthy, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Those are the words of the new song. It'll have a heavenly melody, I am sure, with no disharmony. All in unity, singing praise to that one who has done it all. Dear listening friend, let me today urge that you let him do it all for you. How do you ask? Simply, come to him as you are, as a lost, ruined sinner. Repent of your sin and accept him as the one who died for you, who finished the work on the cross for you, who is your substitute, your willing victim for you. He died that you might live. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.